a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Weather watchers say the snowstorm hitting us tomorrow will be very good for Utah and will most likely pull more parts of the state out of a drought. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, the man is dead after being ejected from his car during a rollover crash near the Utah-Colorado border this morning. UHP says the car veered off I-70 and rolled several times after overcorrecting. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
The traffic scanners are calling out a crash at 1300 South Foothill Drive, and KSL traffic trooper Joseph Allen saying there's a lot of slowdowns in Davis County on southbound I-15 as you're approaching Parrish Lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds out there, 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
38 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
On Capitol Hill, the House Judiciary Committee is taking up the debate over articles of impeachment. That session begins next hour. It's the final phase for this committee before taking a vote to send the articles of impeachment to the full House for a vote. ABC's Andy Field tells us what's next.
The primetime impeachment committee debates will feature Democrats saying they're upholding the rule of law and Republicans insisting the president was not given a fair hearing and did nothing impeachable. The arguments could last till midnight, with the committee returning Thursday for another day-long markup. It's likely the full House will debate and vote on the two articles of impeachment sometime next week.
If the House passes those articles of impeachment, the inquiry would move to the Republican-led Senate for trial. President Trump and White House attorneys have not participated in the process so far, but President Trump has indicated he believes he would get a, quote, fair trial in the Senate. With continuing coverage, articles of impeachment, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The case of Susan Powell. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
So we're learning of a new discovery made by the team behind the KSL podcast Cold about the Susan Powell investigation. It deals with a key piece of evidence which many people believe was a catalyst for the murder-suicide in Washington State involving Josh Powell and his sons in 2012. KSL's Dave Cawley made the find.
For the last decade, police have believed that a computer they seized from Josh and Susan Powell's West Valley City home, as well as the unusual pornographic images they discovered on it, belonged to Josh Powell.
It's very, very disturbing. And so that was something else that they knew about him. And that was found by the West Valley Police on his computer.
The thumbnail images were the grounds for a judge in Washington ordering Josh Powell to undergo a psychosexual evaluation and denying him custody of his sons.
I think it's clear from that court order that these can be linked to Mr. Powell.
Many people close to the case have said that day in court back in February of 2012 broke Josh Powell.
When he was not only not given custody, but then the stipulations that they put on him, the psychosexual and some other things, I think that kind of cracked him.
It was just days later that Josh Powell killed himself and the boys, Charlie and Braden, during a court-authorized visit at his rented home.
The first available deputy.
Well, this could be life-threatening. He went to court on Wednesday, and he didn't get his kids back.
But a review of Susan Powell's own emails has revealed the computer in question, a Dell desktop, didn't actually belong to her husband. It turns out that Susan had purchased it used about 3 months before she disappeared. And an independent examination of the digital evidence by KSL's Cold Podcast has revealed that the images of cartoon pornography that were so concerning to the Washington judge were likely downloaded 6 months before the Dell computer entered the Powell household.
You know, it's explicit and it's of concern.
In other words, those images that many people, including Susan Powell's own parents, have called a catalyst for the murder-suicide did not actually belong to Josh Powell. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
The details about those findings are in a bonus episode of the Cold Podcast out today. You'll also hear details about an ongoing effort to encrypt a hard drive by Josh Powell. Listen and subscribe free at KSLNewsRadio.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's 449 at KSL News Radio. Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have a KSL traffic trooper reporting a three-car crash in the center lane, State Street, just before 3300 South. That's in South Salt Lake. Southbound traffic on I-15. It is heavy and slow as you're going between 3300 and 7200 South. On the flip side, northbound heavy and slow. Draper up to Midvale. Some slowing and heavy traffic in spots. Westbound on the 21st South Freeway. Most of it from Bangor Highway out to Magna. And delays eastbound I-215 South Belt Redwood Road to I-15. Michelle?
Well, we have delays. This is southbound I-15 at the point of the mountain, spanning down to about Lehigh's Main Street. In good shape after that. And we also have an issue with traffic. This is 148 South Camp Williams Road. You want to avoid that area right now. And Bangor Highway, scattered delays. This is Salt Lake down to Riverton. Steve?
And if you're traveling northbound 15 right now, we have delays from downtown. Those start at 6 North and continue up to the North Interchange. And in Davis County, you're going to be on the brakes, too, from Kaysville to Layton. Plus a crash on the southbound side of I-15 in Centerville. That's on the right shoulder. Traffic building back to Parrish Lane and northbound 89 building through Fruit Heights, Maine to 200 North. Own the film, Rotten Tomatoes ranked 99% audience approval, The Fighting Preacher, T.C. Christensen's best film yet. The Fighting Preacher DVD is now only $16.99 at Siegel Book. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the seven-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
A lot of clouds today, high temperatures at 43. We'll get some valley rain and mountain snow tomorrow with a high of 44. And then more snow Friday with a high of 42. 38 Saturday, again more snow. Cloud Sunday, 33, partly cloudy, 31 Monday, and 32 Tuesday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Okay, there's Grant Wayman. 1 to 3 inches by Saturday. It's 38 degrees in Salt Lake City, 451.
Magic, brought to you by Shane Company.
Diamond hoop earrings, because you love the way she lights up a room.
A sparkling mosaic pendant with shades of pink sapphires, because pink is her favorite color.
A diamond tennis bracelet, because she gives so much and deserves the very best.
The magic of Shane Company jewelry is that it allows you to capture your story with something that will last forever. Our holiday collection has great gifts from $100 to thousands. Our non-commissioned sales team is warm and welcoming. We'll help you find perfect gifts. Like our classic diamond gifts that she'll treasure forever. Our diamond tennis bracelets, solitaire studs, and decorative earring jackets are beautifully designed, made to last a lifetime, and will sparkle from across the room. Come in and unwrap the magic of jewelry.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 8, close Sunday. And online at shaneco.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
Hi, Doug Wright, and as you've heard me talk about, we have an IntelliBed in our home. Not only one, but two. One in the guest room, of course, one in the master bedroom. We have had for years and years. And I know a lot of people, when they look at the IntelliBed, they go, okay, I wonder what the perfect time is to buy a new IntelliBed. This is it, right here. Right now, because, and this is great, Black Friday, it's the best time to buy things, but at your IntelliBed store, they're celebrating not just a Black Friday, but 30 days of Black Friday for the holidays. You can save up to $2,500 right now off any IntelliBed King or Queen with the state-of-the-art 555 adjustable base. They're not stopping there. They've included the 30 days of Black Friday sale into their luxury pillows, sheets, and other bedding, 50% off. It's a great time to buy. We have loved our IntelliBed. This is the bed that is firm and soft at the same time, made right here in the state of Utah. Get into your IntelliBed store. It's 30 days of Black Friday.
Hi.
Happy Holidays from Skinny Utah, Utah's leading weight loss program. At Skinny Utah, it's Black Friday for the rest of the year. In celebration of their fourth anniversary, they're offering a two-for-one special on their customized all-natural weight loss program for the rest of 2019. Now two people can lose 20 pounds or more in 40 days for the price of one. But these prices end on New Year's Eve. Don't wait until New Year's to start your resolutions. Start today by scheduling a free consultation online at SkinnyUtah.com. You'll get a free body composition analysis, a $200 value, and you'll leave their office with everything you need for you and your partner to lose 20 pounds or more in the next 40 days. So take the first step to a more healthy you in 2020 by going to SkinnyUtah.com and scheduling your free consultation today. This two-for-one special ends December 31st, so don't wait. Visit SkinnyUtah.com and schedule your free consultation today. At Skinny Utah, you have nothing to lose but the weight.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Kroger and Walgreens are teaming up. The two companies plan to buy products together to get better deals, and they welcome other companies to join them. Wall Street today, the Dow put up 29 points, closing at 27,911. The S&P 500 added 9 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 37. KSL Drives, Mercedes is rolling out its new entry-level lineup. The Baby Benz class of 2020 will include the A-Class, the CLA class, and the GLB class. KSL News Time, 4:55. Time now for Jazz Notes, and here's Cleon Wall.
Donovan Mitchell isn't making any excuses for the Jazz's poor play.
We've got to figure out at some point. We can't just sit here and say it's a long season. And like I said, I got to be better as a whole, as a leader and as a player.
Utah is just not playing team basketball. And team basketball includes talking to each other on the court.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's one of the big reasons Utah has struggled. Rudy Gobert added that if the Jazz start passing the ball with purpose, play physical defense, and communicate with each other, the Jazz will probably pull out of their slump.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Ben Anderson has more on the lack of communication at KSLSports.com. So it sounds like back to basics for the Jazz as they play in Minnesota tonight. But the basics will not include Mike Conley on the court. Mitchell's running mate is sitting out his fourth straight game due to hamstring issues. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.